Okay, let's move on to our next question. I've always had a belief that the God I serve is not the same God that Islam serve due to many differences I've been seeing. What can you say about this decision? I am a born-again Christian. Well, just this week, I read this quote from a famous sports figure. He said, "I know there is a God. I call him Allah. Some call him Jesus or something else." And many are confused about this and think that Allah and the Lord God Jehovah are the same, but are just different names that people of different cultures use. Is this true? It's absolutely not true. So let's be fair and let the Quran speak for itself to see if Allah and Jehovah are the same. Let's see if Allah is the God of the Bible. In the surah, or chapter, called The Believers, which is chapter 23, in verse 91, the Quran says this, "Never did Allah take to himself a son, and never was there with him any other god. In that case would each god have certainly taken away what he created, and some of them would certainly have overpowered others. Glory be to Allah, above what they describe." Well, what does the Bible say about God having a son? Psalm chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee." And even that most beloved verse, John 3:16, assures us that God indeed has a son. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So from the teaching of Allah not having a son, we can see that Allah is not the God of the Bible. And according to the Quran, Jesus the Messiah is not the son of God, but just a prophet. In the chapter called The Women, which is chapter 4, and verse 171, it says, "O followers of the book, do not exceed the limits of your religion, and do not speak lies against Allah, but speak the truth. The Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, is only an apostle of Allah and his word, which he communicated to Maryam and a spirit from him." Now this tells us, according to Allah, that the Messiah is only an apostle. This certainly denies the deity of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus himself declared that he was God. John chapter 5 and verse 18 says, "Therefore the Jews sought to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." Again, in John 10, verses 30 and 33, we see that the Lord Jesus claimed equality with God his Father. It says, with the Lord Jesus speaking, "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Now I read the rest of the Quran, chapter 4, verse 171. It goes on to say, "Believe therefore in Allah and his apostles, and say not three. Desist, it is better for you. Allah is only one God. Far be it from his glory that he should have a son. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is his, and Allah is sufficient for a protector." Now did you notice how in the reading of the Quran it said, "and say not three"? Now this is in clear reference to the Trinity. It says not to say that Allah is three. In chapter 5 and verse 73 of the Quran, it also says, "Certainly they disbelieve who say, surely Allah is the third person of the three, and there is no God but one God. And if they desist not from what they say, a painful chastisement shall befall those among whom disbelieve." And the Bible is so clear about this. We learn in the Bible that God exists in the person of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Now, while the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, the teaching is definitely there. Now, while there are many references to the Lord as a triune God, let's look at just a couple of them. Matthew chapter 3, verses 6 and 17 say, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And here we have the Lord Jesus immediately after his baptism by John the Baptist. The Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, descends upon him, and the voice of the Father is heard declaring his pleasure in his Son. The Trinity is well expressed here, plus the thought that the Father has a Son. And one more reference should be sufficient. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 14:16-17, says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." And here we have the Son, speaking of the Father and the Spirit. So with his denial of the Trinity, we can see that Allah is not the God of the Bible. And with his denial of Jesus being the true Son of God and not just an apostle, we can see again that Allah is not the God of the Bible. Now in the Quran chapter 3, called the Family of Imran, in verse 148, it says, "So Allah gave them the reward of this world and better reward of the hereafter, and Allah loves those who do good to others." Now this shows us a God who loves those who are good. Romans 3, chapter 12 tells us that this good man does not exist. It says, "They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." Again, we can see that Allah is not the God of the Bible. In the Quran, chapter 4, in verse 157, we read, "And they're saying, surely we have killed the Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, the apostle of Allah. And they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but it appeared to them so, like Isa. And most surely those who differ therein are only in a doubt about it. They have no knowledge respecting it, but only a conjecture, and they killed him not for sure." So here we see that according to the Quran and Muhammad, the writer of the Quran, which is the book of Allah, that the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is called a hoax. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 3 and 4 assure us that the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus did indeed happen. It says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Once again, Allah is not the God of the Bible. Now chapter 5 and verse 17 in the Quran says, "Certainly they disbelieve who say, surely Allah, he is the Messiah." So even the Quran itself denies that Allah is the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And this is one part of the Quran of which I am in complete agreement with. Allah is not the Messiah. He is not the God of the Bible.